We all know that today it is impossible to imagine daily life without software. Besides workplace, laptops and mobile phones, software is also found in less obvious places like trains, cars, televisions, fridges, and so on. How can we ensure that the next generation is motivated and capable of shaping technology for society's benefits? NRGHZ will tell you something about the experiences how the Free Software Foundation Europe encourages children to code. Please welcome NRGHZ.
Thank you very much. Thank you also for spending the next 30 minutes with me talking about this super interesting topic. And I want to start with something that I'm sure all of you understand. I didn't understand this at the beginning. So I'm part of the Free Software Foundation Europe. I do communications, but I don't have a tech background. I wish I had. I don't. I was always not so bad with technology. I think I don't see my assistant hacker here, so it's okay. I can say I'm not bad. I'm also not good at this. He will complain about maybe this. And yeah, when I joined the Free Software Foundation Europe as an intern a lot of years ago. And then after other things, I joined back a couple of years ago. And then I was wondering also like, okay, you know, one of our super famous stickers, we also had teasers. I was like, I have no idea what this means. And I want people also to know, to understand, and to be able, you know, to control their technology. And before we start explaining what we do at the FSFE and why we think it's important, I would like also to briefly introduce you into what we do. So we empower users to control technology. We have three pillars. One is public awareness or education. The other is we focus a bit more on policy, and the other is more like legal work, like helping people also with license questions. And what we really try is like this, to help individuals and organizations to understand how free software contributes to freedom, transparency, and self-determination. I also remember the first time I heard about free software. I was as a political science student in a master's, and I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. This is great. Why I've never heard about this? Then I found out as a child in school, I learned a bit of like Linux, and then I was like, wow, I really want to learn more about this. That's why I joined them as an intern, and then I continue communications, and then that's when I'm also back. And then also we want to enhance users' rights to abolish barriers to free software adoption. In this case, we're going to talk about new generations because we really think it's important that they know. Most of you here know better than I what we are going to talk about because you have, I guess, this tech background. But yeah, like we really want new generations that they might don't have the chance you had to like tinker with technology to be able to do it. And then we also want to encourage people to, of course, use and develop free software. And we provide resources so everyone can also like promote free software in Europe. And in these resources is also what we are going to do with this, with our activities. I guess all of you know what is free software, also known as open source, but just in case. So, yeah, what is free software is the software that allows you to use, understand, share, and adapt. And, again, another number. I thought this was a game. And then I realized, okay, there's a game about this. But it's an important number. And what we want to achieve that by 2084, so in more or less 23 years, young people will tinker, experiment, and code with free software as the default. And this is then when I'm starting to explain what we are doing. So one of the first projects is Youth Hacking for Freedom. is a project for European teenagers between 14 and 18. I don't know how many of you know someone between those ages, but this is for them. So basically, it's a project that allows them to develop whatever they want, whatever project they want, and they have 6 months for that. That doesn't mean they need to use those 6 months. It's up to them. Like, we have some participants that were busy with other projects, or in the middle of the competition, they decide that they don't want to continue with the project because they have a better idea. So basically, it's also for starters. And then at the end of the 6 months, there's a jury from really different backgrounds that also take care of what the project is about, so people who are experts. And then they will just evaluate the project. If they know the person is new with coding and tinkering, then you know, they will also notice that and take care of that. So it's not you have to be an expert. It's like, it's more this process of learning. They will also take the idea, what kind of idea they have, and everything. And then the best part comes, that they can win up to 4,000 euros in cash. And they also come to spend a weekend with the other winners, like 6 winners, to Brussels with one relative. And yeah, we also take care of everything, and it's super fun weekend, not only for them, but also for the ones we are there just checking what they have done. And yeah, this is the competition is starting in January, the fourth edition. And basically, this is what I was explaining to you. There's also monthly calls, so they don't feel alone. And it's amazing to see what they develop, how the connections they make. Also, some parents were coming to us like saying, thank you. I thought my kid was really weird. I couldn't understand him at all. But now I see what he's doing. He's doing great things. Yeah, because, you know, like, there's someone like laughing. Sometimes it's really, maybe not for you, but, you know, from the outside world, let's put it this way, sometimes it's really hard to know what a teenager kid is doing in the room if you don't understand what free software is, you don't understand technology. So, yeah, some parents also like coming. There's really great projects. They really are happy with this. And, yeah, and the most amazing thing is, like, sometimes, most of the time indeed, they don't know what to do with the prize, which I was like, when I was 18 or 15, I think I can find a couple of ideas to, yeah, spend that money. So they really do this because they really want to connect with other people from Europe. They really want to, you know, develop their own projects, and they really, really want to, like, yeah, do something for themselves and get this attribution. And then there's also, like, during this project, we also help them with the licensing, which I guess is, for most of the people, the most difficult part. So they are all the time, we are there for to help them. And then also, during the ceremony, they tinker a bit. We were, for the last 2 years, we were doing these badges. We also have some, not these ones, but similar in our FSFE booth, if you want to check. And they really spend a lot of, like, a nice evening dealing with this, meeting others. Oops. And then we have great stories, like one of the winners, not this, participated in the first 3 editions, didn't win, and finally last year he got one of the prizes. All the evaluation is anonymous, so we didn't know at the beginning. So, you know, even they continue participating. From also some editions, there were some teams. They can also participate in teams. So really, really, you know, like, connects them and helps them working. And then there's so many different projects. There's like a smart table that Mikkel created for his mother, who was like in a wheelchair. We have also, one of the winners from last year was like, created like a Fediverse, like some protocol. And some of the projects, I have to say, I'm doing communications, I need to write about them, and I need to ask a lot of questions, because I'm really, really, they really put a lot of time in those things. And then also we have games, so whatever they think they can become a project. Another was doing something with telescope, and he was like doing also hardware and software. So yeah, it's, they really, really develop a lot of different things. And basically you have to be European, yeah, or base, or have some European background. We are pretty open with that. This is some of the winners from last year. I'm also now going to say that one of them is here with us. It's at our booth. Now it's becoming an FSF intern, Sophia, and tomorrow she will also give a super lightning talk about also this project. And yeah. That is over there. You want to ask questions? And this is the website. Find all the information there. And as I said, registration is open because we start in January, but also you can register through all the 6 months. So even if you meet someone in May, learns about this and wants to participate, he can do it or she can do it. Like, we know some people who developed the project in just a couple of weeks, which is also amazing. Like, yeah, I don't know how they can do it. And then, for me, I mean, I really like the first project, but for me, this is one of my favorite things, that is Adam Sangeman. Adam Sangeman is a book that our FSFE president, Matthias, wrote with the help of his children, because he realized there was no books to explain his kids what he's doing. Like, Matthias has been with the FSFE for the last 20 years, so of course, when, you know, his kids were asking him, what do you do? What is this thing about free software? What is software freedom? I don't get. So he was really trying to explain them, and he couldn't, and he couldn't find anything he really liked. So with the help of the children, he created this book. And this is our next project. That is a project that is, you can do it, all of you. And there's some reviews from the book. The book started in German. Now it's also in English, in Italian, in French, soon in Spanish, and then also we have in a lot of languages that is not being published, but because it's Creative Commons and everything, you can just get it from our Git repository. I know there's even in Valenciano, in Dutch. We also have in Ukrainian, because we have in Arab, because we have some also, yeah, we were doing some activities with the refugees and things like that, so you can just get it. This is some of the quotes. This is also for me, like, if you just read the book and want to leave us a quote, please do it, because, yeah, this is really important. And this is the book. It's published in all these languages. I said some languages also you cannot really get them. This is a repository, like, where you can find it. And then this book has really, like, has a lot of super nice stories. So it's not only us, FSFE, trying to promote it. We just have a lot of help, like, worldwide, because we have a lot of people doing readings. The Ministry of Education in France found this book and thought it was going to be an amazing project for students. So high school students decided to translate it. So students from a French German high school translated the book in French as a project, and then the French ministry decided to publish it. This is the former ministry talking in Bonn and presenting the book in front of the government, in with the German government. So we got a lot of people also promoting it. This is a super nice also illustration that, yeah, like, now we were not expecting this. Like, a lot of people are also doing this. This is from Volkswagen Spain. They also contacted us, said, hey, I like the book. I want to have the book in Spanish. And then they were helping, and now Volkswagen Spain published the book, and their employees are going to different schools. So this is also what we are trying to promote and how you can promote it. So you can just get the book, either get a book and donate it to a library. We don't really get a lot from the book, I have to say, because, you know, there's a lot of publications, rights and things. So, but you can get the book, donate to a library, organize a reading in a school. We are doing now a lot in Italy also. In this case, Volkswagen is doing for Spain. So there's so many things you can do with the book. And then, yeah, this is an example of some readings we're doing. All the material is free. Contact us, ask us, and we can send you. There's a super nice, there's a slides while you are reading the book, so you can, you know, someone can pass the slides and see them. This was like a lot of students. And then we also got feedback from the children. So in some schools, after reading the book, they decided that they wanted to write Sangeman. I suggest you to at least check the book, because Sangeman might, you might find some, the character of Sangeman similar to someone, like, you know, well-known person. You will check. And yeah, they were writing to Sangeman, and then they were sending us the letters to Sangeman. They were also making drawings with inventions. They were creating those great inventions. Really a lot of imagination. And then this year, we started with the movie. So Adam Sangeman is now, besides an illustrated book, is now a movie. You can find it there in ada.fsfe.org/movie. Also, without the slash movie, you can also find a lot of information of what I'm talking about. Right now, it's published in German and English. We had the premiere in English from the Ada Lovelace Days online. The German premiere was a month ago in Essen, in the biggest cinema in Germany, with a lot of children. And you really, really, like, as I said, it's online, use it, share it. It will come in more languages. We are preparing it. And it's also a super great tool to spark children's, like, attention in tinkering and everything. They really come to us. We got a lot of feedback of parents saying, after reading the book, after watching the movie, now my kid wants to start like tinkering, wants to know more about technology. So it's really nice story. I don't want to tell a lot of about the story because I want you to read it. But basically, yeah, it's story of a child that discovers how fun it is to tinker with technology, and a great inventor, really famous inventor that controls most of the technology. And one day he decides, he's a bit upset about how people are doing with his technology, so he's going to change it. And then how Ada, because he's tinkering with technologies, he finds a way to make the technology, like, deal with the technology in the ways he likes and she needs it, and then how the children realize, hey, this is super cool, we want to do this. And yeah, I'm not going to tell the end of the story, so you have to watch it, read it, or whatever. And then, yeah, this is also from the book. This is also, we are a charity, the SFSFE, so we are also asking people to contribute. You can contribute in so many different ways. The best way in this case is just to share the news about the book, get the book, talk about this, talk about youth hacking for freedom, and, you know, yes, spread the word. Like, for us, that's also super important, because we need people to know about this. And then, last but not least, I want to say there's one other small thing we are doing, that this is not for children, but it's for teenagers and a bit longer. We are always, most of the time, looking for interns. People can have an internship with us. I remember, I mean, because of my internship, it was so great. One of the best places I've ever worked. I came back some years later. A lot of years later, but yeah. And most of our interns really, I guess, have a lot of fun working with us, learn a lot. Now, as I said, we have a new intern that was coming from Youth Hacking for Freedom. So if ever you know someone or a student, internship, we have so many different internships, because it's not, everything is about technology, but yeah, technology is everywhere. So we need interns for so many different, like, we have policy interns, communication interns, legal interns, system hackers interns. So it's not only technical skills. And last but not least, this is us and some of our volunteers. We are, as I said, we are a charity. If you can do, we are really happy if you can support us. But just come to our booth at least, get our stickers, check the book, get some posters, you know, like, You can also get scissors. Not this one. This is for cool kids. Sorry. But, you know, but we have cool kids stickers that I can give you. And yeah, really, this, we are here because to try just to, as I said, to empower people and to make the new generation that knows a bit more about technology than I do. So that's all. Thank you very much. And now you have questions. I didn't take the time, but I think we have time.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna. Here I am. Yeah. So I bet in all our audience, people will have questions to you. So don't hesitate. Over there.
So what is the best practice to actually get children or youth to register for your competitions, to like engage in projects? Yeah.
Like why?
Yeah, why? Like how can we, if we have some children, if we have groups where we think, hey, it might be cool for them, how can we make it appealing for them?
I would say money for the competition. But since it's not, after talking with them, money is not what makes it appealing. It's just finding peers that are doing the same. I have the same... want to have the same experience they have, you know, think the same the way they are. So we just found out in Europe, teenagers, they, you know, I mean, now everything is with Microsoft and Apple, and there's people who doesn't want, they are not using that, love Linux, want to do something different, and they might not have a lot of people around them doing this. So also with Youth Hacking for Freedom, they really create a community and they network with each other. And I mean, I have here Sophia that was one of the participants. Maybe she can answer this. So I don't know if Sophia wants to say something, but what we found out, it was this.
Hello. I think the main reason I joined the competition is what Anna said. You have a community of like-minded peers that are around your age that you can connect with. So that's the most appealing part. Yeah, the trip to Brussels, the money, it's also there, and it's another factor. But I think that the main thing is that I get to work on my project, learn with my mentors, and connect with like-minded people, you know? With, as someone who started coding really young, you sometimes feel alone because there aren't many young people coding, you know? And even less that are into free software and that know a lot about that. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you for the nice talk. I have a question. Yeah. What about...
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, the lights are...
It's all right. Maybe we know some children who are too young or they don't really have the time to enroll in the program you just presented. Does FSFE have some recommendation how to get children to start being interested in coding or some tutorial that they can look at first?
Yes. So in the other website, at the end, there's a part that we have some resources. So... we don't want to recommend specific... I mean, we have some resources, you can take them. We are not also into recommending something specific. We also don't do for adults, for like, you know, like other tools, software, because we don't produce this, we don't develop this. So, you know, the moment it can change. But yeah, we have some tools, like some information at the end of ADA website. Also, ADA... it's from 6 years, but I find there's a lot of text for some children. So depending the age, they might, you know, there's children like are 10, 12 that are also really happy with the book. Yeah.
Hello. I have many questions about how to educate kids and younger people, like to the problem of not using open source software while navigating the internet, doing all the stuff we do digitally. And I found this movie super interesting. And I would be super interested to know how we can help in translations or with transcriptions.
Yeah, that's right.
But congratulations, super
Thank
awesome
you.
Project.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also another way to contribute that we always need people. You can just talk with me now afterwards, or we have our booth at the Bits and Boime Assembly, so it's one floor downstairs, straight and then right. And then we are there and we can also give you a lot of information. Thank you. It's great to have people who want to help us. Yeah.
Okay, any more questions? Okay, I think that was it. So, thank you, Anna, for your awesome talk. Please give a big, warm, final applause to Anna. Thank you.